They turned to leave. The ship waited, anchored fast on the strand, broad-chested, motionless. On they marched, and on their helmets blood-marked, well-tempered, the cheek guards shone in gold with the likeness of a boar, flashing in the sun till they reached the king's home, the most famous hall under heaven, a radiant beacon over many lands. On his horse the watchman turned and spoke. "Here I leave you. May the Lord Almighty keep you in his grace, safe in your fortunes. I must return now and keep my sea-watch." The way was paved, the stone showing the band the path to follow. Their chain-mail shone hard and hand-linked, and the bright-ringed iron sang in its harness when they first entered the great hall arrayed in death-gear. Weary from the sea-road, they stacked their shields of the toughest hardwood against the wall. They sat, chain-mail chinked against their war-gear. Their spears they stacked together, an ash grove tipped with grey steel. A proud warrior of the hall spoke then. "From where do you come, carrying these decorated shields and chain-mailed burnies, these visored helmets and battle lances? I am Hrothgar's bodyguard and herald, and I have never seen so many foreign men of such splendour. Not exile, but pride, I judge, has brought you here to Hrothgar's hall." The one most famed for courage answered him, that brave man of the Yeats, stern in his helmet. "We are Hugalak's loyal companions. My name is Beowulf. If your master, the renowned son of Healfdene, will hear me and grant us leave to approach his person, I will reveal the reason for my coming here. Wulfgar, a Wendel chief well known to all for the temper of his mind and wisdom, and renowned as a warrior, replied, "I will take your message as you ask me to our noble king, the friend of the Danes and giver of fine rings. I will ask him about your coming, and quickly make known the answer it pleases him to give." That said, he turned to where Hrothgar sat, old and hairless among his retainers, and stood before his lord as was custom.